I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. 3 miles is not too far, right? You can probably walk that in about an hour, but 3 miles down, under the sea, that is a completely different story. Pressure increases so much at that depth that, well, if you could go down, you'd be crushed. And yet today we hear that a marine salvage company has pulled up several tons of treasure from 3 miles beneath the stormy South Atlantic. That is a record, by the way. Chris Wolf, The World's one-man history desk, has been digging into this story. Chris, let's just start with how this treasure ended up on the ocean floor. What happened?
You're talking the dark days of World War II, Marco. 6th of November, 1942. A ship, the City of Cairo, a British ship, is making its way from Bombay, India to London with a valuable cargo. 100 tons of silver rupees collected from across the Indian Empire. The British were broke. They had spent everything they had on buying war supplies, mainly from the United States. So they were basically clearing out the empire and shipping silver bullion and gold bullion from all over to pay for it. And just by luck, or bad luck in this case, a U-boat spotted the City of Cairo and with two torpedoes sent it to the bottom of the South Atlantic.
So who found this ship?
It's a British company called Deep Ocean Search. They have great archivists who apparently go around archives trawling for this kind of information. They create what's called a search box. And within that search box, which in this case was about twice the size of London, they are able to pinpoint the ship using sonar. And it's a remarkable feat, really, because where it sank is right along the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. So it's like basically falling into a mountain range.
Yeah, well, I mean, just finding it alone was pretty miraculous. But then to salvage the cargo aboard, what was the trick?
Robots, Marco. I had a quick word this morning with the CEO of Deep Ocean Search, John Kingsford, and this is what he said.
We have a robot. It's the size of a small car, I guess, something like that. And it's equipped with thrusters and video cameras and stills cameras and sonar and so on.
Yeah, even so, that's going to be difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, they ran into a lot of problems. Obviously, no one's ever done this before. This machine was purpose-built, but then they kept running into control problems. And this is how John Kingsford explained it.
When we mentioned to the manufacturers that these things were going wrong, they said, well, what are you doing? And we replied, we were down at 5,000 meters 3 times a day. And they said, you're mad. Nobody does that.
But they persisted, they fixed the problems, and hauled away all this plunder.
Yeah, how many tons of silver coins did they dredge up, and who got all the money?
Well, they're not disclosing any details about exactly how much they got up and exactly what it is worth, but 100 tons of silver could fetch you up to $50 million. However, it belongs, it's the property of the UK government, so they were under contract with the British government to divvy up the spoils, but we don't know exactly what the percentage was. My hunch is that at least half of it went to John Kingsford and his friends.
Yeah, a lucky man and apparently a hardworking man. The World's Chris Wolf, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.